Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream. Very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. We are here live on location for a review episode at the Scare Fest event at the Orton Towers Resort. I'm joined by my good lady wife Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm fully looking forward to a day of scares at Scare Fest.
Yes, absolutely. We're also here with Callum from the Pumpkin Podcast and Scream Camp. How's it going, buddy?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. You looking forward to all the mazes today?
Cannot wait. I've waited for October all year and it's finally here.
Yeah, it's finally here. We need to say, first of all, a huge kudos to Orton Towers for being able to give us an actual Scare Fest event. Obviously, lots of events falling at the wayside this season. Lots of places not opening or changing up what they're doing. Totally understandable. But Orton Towers, they've gone ahead. They're safe. And they're probably one of the only theme park events around the world, along with the likes of Thorpe Park and whatnot, being able to run an event. Places in Germany have cancelled, in the States have all cancelled. So the fact that we've got a Scare Fest, we are very, very lucky for. Now, we've booked in for all their attractions. You have multiple different types of tickets, of course. Go over to the website, autotowers.com, to get yours. But the first one we got is at 3 o'clock later today. So we're going to head over to the Darkest Depths Maze at 3 o'clock, go through it, and let you know exactly what it's like when we get out.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So, we are out of Darkest Depths, the more family attraction they have here at Orton Towers. It's still got some scares. It's not quite as cheerful and friendly as the older House of Monsters was, but a very visually impressive attraction nonetheless. Guys, what did you think? I got some good scares in with the Davy Jones finale, by the way, they're spoilers. The non-copyrighted Davy Jones finale, of course, he really got me. I didn't see that one coming, but you did see that one coming.
I saw that one coming. Basically, Mikey doesn't know what Davy Jones looks like, and I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you saw the squid man and knew that...
I thought it was a mannequin.
Okay.
He was really good at keeping still, let's be honest.
I really enjoyed it. I thought that the theming and the lighting and the theatrics were great. There was a really nice moment where there was like mermaids on either side of me and statues and a light behind them, so we had to walk past them, and it reminded me of the oracles from Neverending Story, and I thought it was a really nice like theatrical moment of walking through, but then sort of it kind of ended for me with the lighting. It seemed a bit dark. There were some really good pieces that were lit up, but the rest of it seemed quite dark.
Yeah, I could shout. In fairness, I still really enjoyed it. I still think the theming is beautiful in there. It is phenomenal, especially when the Kraken comes and all the water's coming in. It is beautiful, phenomenal. I will like to say as well, the smell pots in there were strong as hell, really good. I know it's only day one, so they're going to be strong, but the smell pots are really good. We could smell them through our masks. But Hannah's probably got a good point there. It's maybe darker than last year, which is why the theming didn't pop quite as much as it did last year, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it was very dark in there, and I think Hannah mentioned to me as well that there was no sand there this year. No, it was kind of just like wood chippings and dirt underneath, which I was waiting for the sand like last year. I think it seemed shorter than last year.
Do you think?
Yeah, I personally thought it maybe about 30 seconds, 40 seconds shorter than last year. Still absolutely loved it. This theme is still fantastic.
Especially for a family attraction as well. I think they've done really well to get a good element of scare, but not too intense for families.
Yeah, 100%. Because like I say, I think we all sometimes forget, because of how good last year was, that this is actually aimed at families, yes. This maze. So I think they've hit the nail on the head again with this one. And yeah, very impressed with our first maze of the day.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. I'll just give you a few of the COVID measures of what they're doing here as well. Obviously, it's in the queue line. It's all chevrons apart. There's having to wear masks within the attraction. And, of course, you have to use hand sanitizer on your way in. And there is also a hand sanitizer station on your way out of the attraction as well. You're prompted on the way in, but you're not really prompted on the way out as such. When you went in, we actually went in. Now, we were under the impression that you would go through these attractions completely alone in your social bubble. That's not quite the case. We went in, there was a group of four in front of us, then there was us three, and then there was one guy by himself. Now, we let the group of four go in way ahead of us. Then it was us three, but the guy behind us was butts to nuts with Callum. So that's no fault of the park as such, that's a fault of that individual. However, I was under the impression that we would be going through these alone. I think that's what we all understood from the video that was released by Orton Towers Resort a few days ago, and that's what was given to us in the press release as well. So I'm not too sure on that one. Obviously, this is a very a far easier attraction to potentially social distance because it isn't quite narrow. It's got open space a little bit more. And like I said, we didn't know that the other group was in front of us whatsoever because we just let them go ahead. So we'll see what it's like in the other attractions, see what if we go in by ourselves.
I just want to give plaudits to the first actor in Darkest Depths because he did make a point of splitting all three of us up. So there was the first group of four, us three, and then the guy on his own. He made a point of the guy wanted to come kind of with us, didn't he? And he went, oh, well, kind of stayed in character and made him wait. He ended up catching us up. However, because he's on his own, I can't really... I think, potentially, if you go through the attraction, they're going to split you up if they think you're getting too close. But because he was on his own, I think maybe the other actors thought he was with us.
Yeah, potentially,
It was, but yeah, plaudits to the first actor. I think he batched it correctly.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. He had a really good speech, a good spiel at the beginning as well. Nice, good bit of effects and whatnot. It's a solid attraction, isn't it? It is a really good, solid attraction. So we have got a little bit of a break now before we do the other three attractions here. We've also got the walk within the gardens as well. We are doing a scare cam here. We're going to film more of that when it's darker, so you can go and check that out over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. Check it out. And we'll see you after the next attraction. So the next attraction we have done here at the Orton Towers Resort for their Scarefest event is the Attic, the Terror of the Towers, the Attic, returning for its second season up on the top floor of these beautiful, gorgeous towers ruins. We really are spoilt when it comes to the location of these attractions here. Orton Towers, of course, we're lucky that we're in the UK to be able to check out these attractions within these gothic ruins. Second year, it remained relatively unchanged. I don't think it needed it, purely because it is only its second year. Theming in there was great. Actors were really impressive as well, getting the scares from a socially distant way, weren't they, Hannah?
Yeah, really, really, really enjoyable.
Definitely. And it was the fact that the smoke in the first room, what do you reckon, the amount of smoke in the first room? Usually I think if you're going into a smoke room, it needs to be for the smoke that you can't see, but I think sometimes that can be too much so you can't see the theming, but I think it just worked really well in that first room of the Attic.
Yeah, 100%. It was really disorientating and it just worked so well, and I absolutely loved it. Again, it got me twice. So I'm very hard to get. However, they got me twice. So I was extremely happy. And how good was that fire furnace room again?
I'll tell you what, the heat you go... as soon as you go into that room, the heat just hits you big time, doesn't it?
It's the most impressive thing, in my opinion, about it. It's just the contrast of... they get your senses, don't they? When you're going from being quite cold to being really, really hot. You're just like, what's it then? The guy at the end, is he the devil or what?
I think so. Some sort of devil demon within the fireplace.
No, absolutely fantastic. Again, they've... like I say, Mike said, it didn't need to be changed. Last year worked. It was very impressive last year and it's kept its standards this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. Definitely enjoyable. Hannah, it was our second ever time doing it. Do you enjoy it more than last year?
I really enjoyed it. I think for me, the theatrics and the acting was a lot better last year. Not that it wasn't great today. I just remember last year being like, wow, look at what that actor did. Whereas that wasn't there on today's run.
I think that's probably because they're slightly... obviously they've got to think of social distancing as well. So
social distancing, it's day one and it's still daylight, so it's like early on. But I really, really enjoyed going into the fireplace and how warm it was, and it just reminded me of how much I loved that last year. Like Callum said, there wasn't many changes, but it just reminded me of how much I loved it last year.
Yeah, definitely. The theming looks good. Again, the smells are really good. The theatrics, the smoke, and of course, the change of temperature really worked out as well. So that's it for the attic. The next attraction we're going to do is the Ortonville Mine Tour's Legend of the Skin Snatchers. Now, intrigued to see how they do this one. As we know, they use the haunted lanterns, which are from the haunted lantern team. They come here every year, and Orton Towers, they snatched those up. They snatched up the haunted lanterns, put them on some helmets, ready for skin snatchers. So we're going to check that out. It is a very tight and windy maze, that one, so I'm sure there's going to be quite a number of changes to that attraction. So let's head over there now and check it out. So we have just done the Ortonville Mine Tour's Legend of the Skin Snatchers, which is returning for, I think, its fifth year now, fourth or fifth. Now, the biggest change, and I mentioned this earlier, is that there's no longer a haunted lantern. You don't put that on your head, which makes sense. It's a less of a contact touch point to make it more COVID secure, of course. Let's talk about some pros and cons. And here on Scare Track, we have to keep our integrity. We have to give our honest opinion each and every attraction we do. Some people like it, some people don't like it. It's us. Hey, here we go. Positives: smells great, theming great, smoke great, lighting great. Absolutely fantastic, beautiful looking maze. The actress at the beginning was really, really good. She really got you into the story. She was great. What were your main positives from that attraction, Callum?
Yeah, like you said, the girl at the front, I thought she was really good, a very strong actor. Again, the smells are great. I love the music in there. I mean, I just love that attraction, full stop. To be honest with you, I'm struggling to find the massive positives this year, unfortunately.
This I think we discussed this off air before we jumped on, because one, we do say a huge thank you to Orton Towers for being able to put on an event for us. We sincerely do appreciate it. They could have just said no, and I know how hard it is to make a COVID secure event, attraction, anything to be COVID secure, especially with scare mazes as well. It's really difficult. Darkest Depths did it really, really well. The Attic did it really, really well. We're yet to go through Freak Show, Toxic Junkyard, which I'm really excited about. This attraction, you did sanitise on your way in, you did sanitise on your way out, you had your masks on.
Yeah, I feel like they've got rid of the haunted lantern lights, but put no extra lighting in there.
Still
so
dark as hell.
So dark that I go through mazes now in a way where I put my hands across my chest, so I know that I'm not touching anything.
Which is what they want. They ask you not to touch anything.
They ask you not to touch anything. So I make sure my hands are across my chest. And the amount of times that I walked into walls because it was so dark made me feel the need to put my hands out.
In a normal world, it's fine.
In a normal world, it's fine. But it just made me feel like, shit, I don't want to touch anything. And then there was actors that were getting in my personal space. I had someone up on my neck, I had breath in my ear, I had someone push me and say, wrong way, girly, in a hillbilly way, which is great in a normal world, but in this kind of day, I don't want strangers pushing me.
Fair play to Orton Towers for everything they've done with getting the theme park open. I've always felt safe at Towers. I felt the dungeons were safe. Any Merlin attraction I've done so far, I felt really safe. And the three mazes
we've... It's just so much different to the last two that we've done since we've been here. It just didn't feel like it's had that same direction.
It's either the batching was not correct.
We went in like literally 10 seconds after the group in front of us. It's hard to keep back on that respect.
100%, because like I said, there was me, so it was Mikey going first, and then there was me, and then there was Hannah behind me. And throughout the whole maze, I was kind of just watching Mikey and seeing how Mikey was struggling to keep his distance from the group in front rather than enjoying the attraction himself, which then took the attraction enjoyment away from myself.
I noticed I was getting close to the group in front of me, so I was trying to keep a meter plus back, but then the actors got right up in my face to try and slow me down. Now that's worse, because if I bumped into the person in front of me, that'd be annoying. I'd be annoyed with myself for doing that. That's one person. I just had eight actors get right in my face to slow me down. And again, I don't want to sound like we're the negative podcast and people have a go at us for being honest or negative, but I'm keeping my integrity on this one. I need to, and and we love Orton Towers, and we thank them for everything they've done to us for us as well, and we would like to support the whole industry as a whole. It's a tough, tough year, and it really hurts me to say this because I want to be able to support the industry and help the industry and create help save our scares and things like that. But I think they just need to look at batching. I think if they looked at batching, turn a few of the lights up. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to do Toxic Junkyard next, Freak Show. Very, very excited about that. So let's go head over that and tell you all about it as soon as we're out. Right, Joe, then, folks. So the next attraction we're going to do is our final scare maze here at Orton Tower Scare Fest. We're doing Toxic Junkyard. It's Freak Show. Freak Show is back, but it's not a scare zone anymore. It is now a full-on scare maze. It's an outdoor scare maze, brand new, and it's been designed with COVID in mind. So I'm sure we're going to have an absolutely fantastic time. We're going to go in small groups. We're a three, myself, Hannah, and Callum. Callum, are you excited about this brand new attraction?
Yeah, I'm really excited because, as you say, it's brand new. So I'm interested to see what it's like, and it's outside as well, so that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. Hannah, you excited to check out Freak Show Toxic Wasteland?
Definitely.
Toxic Junkyard, rather.
Yeah, Toxic Junkyard. Definitely, I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard great things. It looks great from all the sneak previews we've seen. I'm really excited for the UV. Yeah, I want to get in. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the next group in, so we'll let you know what it's like as soon as we get out. So we have just got out of a Toxic Junkyard Freak Show, and I'll tell you what, that was absolutely fantastic. Callum, you said that wins hands down.
Wins hands down for me that today. That was fantastic. The actors in there, fantastic. The way they kept the distance but still managed to just pull off the scares, hands down brilliant.
Absolutely. And Hannah, you were running for the door. We didn't have one, we didn't have two, we had three chainsaw wielding maniacs right at the end. That was insane.
Absolutely insane. I thought to myself, this season chainsaws aren't going to get me because I know the actors can't come close to me, so the chainsaws can't touch me. And although the chainsaws didn't touch me, they had me the whole way through. I think my favourite thing for this maze was the use of distraction techniques.
100%.
I was looking at one person, expecting them to scare me, and then boom, someone out of nowhere was making me shit my pants.
Absolutely, definitely. And you know what? Outdoor mazes are difficult. We've done quite a handful of outdoor mazes at different parks. And you know what? Sometimes they just don't quite cut it because you can either hear a ride in the background or see something else. This one just worked. It was a Toxic Junkyard. And I was thinking, oh, they're just going to grab any old crap that they can throw together. And in a way, yes, but all the old crap they got is really, really good stuff. And it was so much longer than I thought. It's really quite deceiving. I thought it would just be from one end to the other.
Pretty. It was with all the UV.
You know what? It was visually, it was a complete mess, but it worked so well. The mess was just in your face. It was crazy. It wasn't the most terrifying maze in the world. There were some good impact scares, but overall it was just bloody fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've come at dusk and there's so many lights and flashing, and if we come and it was pitch black, I can imagine that being even better than what it just was. Yeah. But I've got to give props to the actors as well. The facial expressions and the way they were holding themselves and their eyes, the way they looked, it's like they were looking into your soul.
Definitely. Even with the mask, I think the masks worked quite well for those characters for some reason. It was just really bizarre, really different. It was just fantastic. It was amazing. I am going to say that Toxic Junkyard Freak Show is probably going to be, I know it's still early on in our short season this year, but that's going to be up there as one of my favourites this Halloween season.
Absolute highlight of the day.
Yeah, absolute highlight of the day. You're listening to Right then, folks, so we're actually back home. It really, really started to rain last night at Orton Towers. This is now the day after. We did have a lovely stay in a stargazing pod, a shed in a field.
In the rain.
Yeah. So we obviously had a little bit of a different end to the day of what we'd normally do. We'd normally give you our full review of the whole event whilst on park. But like I say, it really started hammering down, really started getting wet. So what we did, we missed out on the Garden Lights Walk Whispering Souls, unfortunately. Like I say, it was just hammering it down. So unfortunately, we're not able to talk about that and review that attraction, unfortunately. But that did mean that we did have a chance to go into Freak Show for the second time. Toxic Junkyard.
I wasn't sure that you could get tickets individually because you can't get them online, but Mikey headed over to the box office and you can get them on park if they're available.
Yeah, so if it's not sold out now, you can go to the box office or the little kiosk next to X Sector that's opposite Freak Show as well. You can, for £8, get just one go mazes of the attractions, which is good. We didn't know that. I don't think that's advertised anywhere, but that meant that you can do, if it's not sold out, your favourite attraction.
And that's what we did.
You know what? Toxic Junkyard, Freak Show. I know we said this last night in this episode as well, that we're unsure because it's obviously it's old stuff recycled, really. And there was a lot of new stuff in there as well, don't get me wrong, but I saw lots of Easter eggs from previous attractions, the Flume, Easter eggs from way back when it was Scary Tales Scare Zone, which was only here for one season. So I saw lots of old theming, obviously the Freak Show Scare Zone last year as well. So it was really cool to see that, but put in a whole different context.
In a junkyard.
I think that it was a fantastic attraction by Towers. It was all very very COVID safe, all outdoors, small groups, flowed really well. Timing, it was every 30 seconds. I'd probably push it to 40, because our second run through, we did start meeting the people in front of us and the people behind
because
us.
Because it's outside, you've got that ability to stop,
yes,
wait. You know, you're not confined.
You can see where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It really worked. Like, so we had two runs. I'd say our stronger run was our first one. It usually is, and your first run through a maze is always going to be your strongest. But it was only sort of like dusk. It wasn't quite wet yet. It wasn't quite dark yet. But then we had our darker run, and although it was a fantastic run, actors were still on point. It wasn't as impactful, obviously, because it wasn't our first time. But it was... the theming's beautiful, actually. You know, it really, really worked. Some of the neon stuff in there, the UV stuff.
There's a really cool scene where you're walking past and it's like a toy grabber with bears in, but the bears have been ripped apart. And then the foam from the bears, like their fluff, is like a snow machine that's like you're being covered in bear foam. It's really cool.
It was really cool. They've done a fantastic job. The actors, and I know we said this earlier... the actors in there were phenomenal. They really, really worked on distraction scares more than anything we've seen in a long time.
I loved it so much. I want distraction scares to be the thing for 2020. It was so incredible. There's an actor giving their all and you're like, oh my God, look at what they're doing. And then boom, there's an actor to the side of you. Yeah. And out of nowhere.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I mean, we've spoke a lot about Freak Show Toxic Junkyard on this episode, and it's due that as well.
I think it's just because we're raving about it. Even the day after, we're raving about it.
And the actors in there were phenomenal. They really, really were. Don't get me wrong, it was nothing groundbreaking new. There was nothing different or new or something we hadn't seen before, kind of. But it was just a really solid quality attraction.
It was insane UV fun.
I like it. And of course, we did all the other attractions as well. Darkest Depths, really fun. Autumnville Mind Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers was the only sort of, I'm not going to say downside to the day, because if it wasn't for COVID, I'd say that was a really good run.
Yeah.
They do just need to put those lights up a little bit and not get too close to you.
Yeah.
I completely understand that they were trying to keep me away from the group in front of me, but they were batching like every 10 seconds. Like, we went in 10 seconds after the group in front of us. It's just not long enough, especially when it's dark, when it's dingy. People catch up anyway. And I understand the actors are trying to keep me away from the group in front, but I was already cautious of this. It did make sense that they were right in my face and someone whispered in your ear and whatnot. So yeah, I'd say just throughout this season, we're going to see that some attractions work better in COVID than others, and we can't ignore the elephant in the room of COVID. This year, we're not only going to be obviously reviewing the attraction in itself, the actors, the scares, the smells, the temperature, even the theming, the acting. We have to also this year, unfortunately, have to take into COVID. That has to be an extra element in which we enjoy, review, experience these attractions. That is always going to be in the back of our head. But also, we did the attic returning for a second year, relatively unchanged. I think they just got rid of a few of the sheets that would dangle down, obviously. Again, that felt like a very COVID-secure attraction. And overall, they had some great entertainment on the field. I really like what they've done with that whole area.
I really liked the lawns and the oozy boozy area where you can sit and have a drink and watch the show. It was really nice to be able, like, we were a bit far away and the audio didn't travel well because we had speakers at the bar that was playing the audio that was on the stage. And
just a slight delay, wasn't there?
There was a slight delay, so it didn't travel well. But to be able to sit and drink and watch the skeleton show, what's it called?
Oh, I'm not too sure. It's the kids' freaky fun show.
Yeah, to watch the kids' show and the people jumping around. We don't usually get to see that. And it was just really good to have that and have all the eatery places. I really liked that they kept the marshmallow toast in because I loved that from Oktoberfest. And I just thought it was a really great addition to Scarefest.
I think that this was a new style of Scarefest. We've said for the last few years, although their mazes have been really good, Towers has struggled to get that Scarefest atmosphere, especially from the years of 2015, 2016, where we had the scare zones at Forbidden Valley, scare zone in Dark Forest. Those scare zones really helped create a new atmosphere of Scarefest, and we've lost that over the last few years. Last year, we didn't see a single Roman actor, so it just felt like it was mazes. And although they're great,
I feel like the last couple of years, it's been a theme park that's put on attractions to create a Halloween event because they need to fill their calendar with events. This year, I feel like they've created a festival.
Yeah, I'd say it is like an actual scare festival, as in a scare fest. Yeah. And it worked really well. To me, it felt like a mixture of Oktoberfest mixed with Scarefest. It works really well, and it's really... And I like the fact that they didn't just keep the stands from Scarefest. I mean, it was moved around a little bit, like the bar was further down and they'd move things around. But every bit of signage was spooky, it was scary. The sounds, the theming, even the... they could have just used the same benches, but they put new wipeable pumpkin bits on it. So it was...
tiny, noticeable things.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were there on day one. We even saw them putting more stickers down and just swapping them Oktoberfest ones for Scarefest ones. They've really gone all out. And I know there was a very, very quick turnaround on that as well. It was a very last-minute decision. And
especially with how quick the COVID rules changed.
Of course, yeah. They had to change it to table service only. And they do a very, very good job of that. The girl that was serving us multiple times throughout the day was absolutely lovely, and
she got to know us very well. That she saw us coming, I think the final time we came to the bar when it pouring down to sit under the umbrella, she saw us coming, and I think she thought, oh god, they're back.
Yeah, she was lovely. And it really made a day. Like, it, we didn't do very many rides, obviously at this time of year we're there for the scare. That's a good rhyme. And I think the fact that they added that Oktoberfest-esque to it as well meant that we had more of a leisurely day. It was somewhere to go when it was raining as well. So it worked really well. We had a fantastic time at Orton Towers. All fantastic, apart from a little hiccup at Skin Snatchers. But other than that, fantastic, fantastic day, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still buzzing about it.
Definitely. There we go. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Guys, a huge thank you for listening. Thank you to Orton Towers for being able to put on an event. It is a difficult year for sure, and we're very excited the fact that a major UK theme park have been able to put on events when the theme parks around the world have really struggled. So absolutely fantastic. Thank you to Orton Towers. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to check us out over on our social media pages. As always, it's really fun meeting you guys at parks at a socially distance, of course. But it's great to chat to you, and lots of interaction over on our social media pages, whether you've been to events or whether you're asking us questions about events. We'll always reply. We always love interaction. So join us on our Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or Facebook. Just search Scare Track. Of course, today we'll have a very mini Scare Cam episode. Like I say, we didn't do many rides. We didn't actually, you can't film inside the mazes. So there's a little few snippets of the attractions over on our Scare Cam. You can check that out, youtube.com/ScareTrack. And of course, everything you need Scare Track related is over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. So a huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll be right back.